cold. They stood silently. I wonder if he thought of us, Chris said, looking at the stone face. I wonder if he ever missed us. Of course he did, the professor said. Don't you miss him? Chris nodded. Kate sniffled and blew her nose. I do, Johnston said. They went back outside. They walked down the hill to the car. By now, the rain had entirely stopped, but the clouds remained dark and heavy, hanging low over the distant hills. Acknowledgements. Our understanding of the medieval period has changed dramatically in the last 50 years. Although one occasionally still hears a self-important scientist speak of the Dark Ages, modern views have long since overthrown such simplicities. An age that was once thought to be static, brutal, and benighted is now understood as dynamic and swiftly changing. An age where knowledge was sought and valued, where great universities were born, and learning fostered, where technology was enthusiastically advanced, where social relations were in flux, where trade was international, where violence, though commonplace, was generally far less deadly than today. As for the old reputation of medieval times as a dark time of parochialism, religious prejudice, and mass slaughter, the record of the 20th century must lead any thoughtful observer to conclude that we are in no way superior. In fact, the conception of a brutal medieval period was an invention of the Renaissance, whose proponents were at pains to emphasize a new spirit, even at the expense of the facts. If a benighted medieval world has proven a durable misconception, it may be because it confirms a cherished contemporary belief that our species always moves forward to ever better and more enlightened ways of life. This belief is utter fantasy, but it dies hard. It is especially difficult for modern people to conceive that our modern scientific age might not be an improvement over the pre-scientific period. A word about time travel. While it is true that quantum teleportation has been demonstrated in laboratories around the world, the practical application of such phenomena lies in the future. The ideas presented in this book were stimulated by the speculations of David Deutsch, Kip Thorne, Paul Nahan, and Charles Bennett, among others. What appears here may amuse them, but they would not take it seriously. This is a novel. Time travel rests firmly in the realm of fantasy. But the representation of the medieval world has a more substantial basis, and for it I am indebted to the work of many scholars, some of whom are identified in the bibliography that follows. Errors are mine, not theirs. I'm grateful as well to Catherine Canner for the illustrations, and to Brant Gordon for the computer-generated architectural renderings. Finally, my particular thanks to historian Bart Vronken for his invaluable insights and for his companionship tramping through little-known and neglected ruins of the Périgord.
Another unabridged title by Michael Crichton, available on audio from Random House, is Airframe, read by Francis Cassidy. This has been a Random House audio books presentation. Production copyright 1999, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.